Hello everybody, welcome to Kemo the Truth, and my name is Kemo, give me some coin, the Caucasian. I'm back. I've been sick, guys, having flu, but no, it was not COVID. Relax, you know, I just happened to be around the cold, like the cold weather, you know, especially during last week. Now I'm back. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Kemo Education, whereby I'm here to educate you about something that I believe is very important and it can add value into your life and into your business. Remember, here we talk about life and business, you know. So yeah, welcome to Kemo the Truth Pod Series, and this is Kemo the Truth Education. You know, this title is, like, I'm still trying to put it in my head because I have so many things that I'm thinking about right now. And anyway, let's get to it. Guys, listen, today I want to talk about legacy entrepreneurs versus lifestyle entrepreneurs. You see, the reason why I want to talk about this is because, you know, usually when I advise people in terms of getting into business and registering companies and so on, and people to partner with, you know, I always tell them that before you partner with anyone in business, make sure that both, or in fact all of you, are in the same page, all of you are in the same mindset. Because, you know, sometimes you find that if you're a legacy entrepreneur and you want to partner with somebody who's like a lifestyle entrepreneur, your business won't go any further, like won't go any far, because now your priorities are not the same, your priorities won't be the same. So if you're a legacy entrepreneur, in most cases you are working for the long-term success, while in most cases the lifestyle entrepreneur works on, you know, the short-term success. So there are those entrepreneurs whereby, especially the lifestyle entrepreneurs, if they start to see that business is not producing the result they were expecting within a very short period of time, they give up, you know. Or maybe they change concept, they'll be like, I'm starting this business. You find that they started so many businesses. I'm not saying it's wrong to do that, but the question is, what is the intention? You know, because if you are a legacy entrepreneur, you are looking for something that's going to last forever, you know. But if you're a lifestyle entrepreneur, you're looking for something that's going to last now. So there's a difference between, you know, legacy entrepreneurs and lifestyle entrepreneurs. I'm speaking from experience because I've seen so many companies falling down because of people are not in the same, we're not in the same mindset, or we're not in the same foundation, you know, we're not in the same page. Because the other ones were more about chasing money. Other ones were more about chasing the dream. I don't know if you get me. So that thing alone, you know, always create, you know, tensions. I have been into different organizations whereby you find that a large number of entrepreneurs, you know, are coming together, you know, trying to fulfill a certain, you know, goal. But then you find that the reason why the goal can be achieved is due to the fact that we are not all on the same page. We are not all in the same page. So when you get to analyze the situation, you realize that some people are only there, you know, to chase quick success, and then others are there to chase long-term success. So that alone creates a pure division, because now you won't see everything with the same eye. You know, if the customer comes in and then instead of saving the profit, or instead of investing the money for the long-term success of the business, the lifestyle entrepreneur will be like, nah, we need that money. You know, I don't have clothes, or I don't have this, or whatever. The lifestyle entrepreneurs, they live to impress people. Legacy entrepreneurs, they don't do that. They live to serve a specific purpose. That they know for sure that even when they are no longer on earth, whatever that they were trying to pursue is still going to happen, still going to be alive. look at these big companies that we know. You know, some of them have like 150 years of existence. Some of them have 8 years. Some of them have 50 years. So you can't tell me a company that was that has 50 years, it was started by someone who was 5 years old. Surely it was started by someone, let's say for example, they were over 25. Now that means it took them 75 years of living to build that company. You know, you look at companies like Kaizer Chiefs. You know, you look at companies like Sundowns. I'm very inspired by that team, Sundowns. Mamelodi Sundowns. Big shout out to Tate Motsepe. You know, I'm very inspired because I remember very well that when you compare how he was conducting his team, and then you compare him to other owners of football teams, you get to realize that Tate Motsepe was like, he's a legacy entrepreneur because he was building for long term, and it was not easy from the start, you know, but he was patient and he was consistent. Now Mamelodi Sundowns is causing havoc. Mamelodi Sundowns is one of the best teams in Africa, you know, but when you look at other teams that were chasing, you know, quick success, they were like they're still at the bottom. Because what most people don't understand is that if you want success, you have to invest for it. If you want success, you have to invest for it. So if you are afraid of investing for success and you want to just, you know, whatever that you receive and you just want to use it, consume it instead of investing it, then you're going to fall. Hence I'm saying, if you go to partner in business with somebody who's a lifestyle entrepreneur, then you won't last with that person. Your business will go far. Even if your business can like make a huge progress whereby you're getting a large number of customers and everything, but somehow you might face situations whereby your business partner has to steal somebody from you. Sorry guys, if you hear my voice changing because I still have flu, like I said. So I'm not gonna take long. I just wanted to tell you to give you that little bit of experience, knowledge between a lifestyle entrepreneur versus a legacy entrepreneur. So, for me, I would advise you guys to be legacy entrepreneurs because I've seen how lifestyle entrepreneurs fall down compared to legacy entrepreneurs. I've seen so many huge companies fall down because of they were built by lifestyle entrepreneurs. And I'm not saying lifestyle entrepreneurs are stupid. I'm not saying they can't build businesses. They can. But the problem is the intention, you know, the perspective. You know, because sometimes, yes, your business can grow very fast even if you're a lifestyle entrepreneur. But you find that along the way you're going to fall. Because at the end of the day, if you go deep to the mind of a lifestyle entrepreneur, in most cases, they live to impress people. So the reality is this. Business has its own good and tough times. So sometimes you gotta fall. You gotta face tough times in business. You might not get the proper sales. You might not get the income that you used to get. You know, whatever that you invested in, you know, you like bank up liabilities. So that thing alone will crush you. So it is important that if you come a legacy entrepreneur, you know that even if you fall today, you're still gonna rise and you're still gonna make it to the top. You know, so that's what I wanted to tell you guys today. So I hope this 10 minutes post service is gonna be valuable to you, and you're gonna use the knowledge to, you know, to build your life and to build your business. My name is Cable Kipsupko, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also follow Cable the Truth on Facebook and Twitter. For now, I'm out, guys. I'll be back again as soon as I'm back to my normal B, because now this flu is not yet healed, but I'm 80% better now. Thank you very much for listening. I love you. One love, African Dream.